Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, serious accident on the N12 eastbound on the way towards Faramir, just off to Atlas Road. That's backed up all the way to the R21. The R24 N12 link into Gululi is very busy. And the Mike 1 had a crash on the double-decker section, and now there's been one near Killarney Mall getting down from Houghton towards the bottom of Joburg. Very, very slow.
Action SA will refer John Klopper's case to Parliament's Constitutional Review Committee following a High Court interdict blocking his Judicial Service Commission appointment. Action SA's Parliamentary Chief Whip Lerato Ngubeni questions inconsistencies in eligibility criteria for public office. She says the party seeks reforms for standards like parliamentary positions, including the JSC.
In light of the fact that Klopper is a duly elected Member of Parliament, a position that meets all constitutional requirements, we believe that the argument questioning his fitness to serve on the JSC presents a unique challenge and constitutional blind spot.
And moving abroad, an Israeli security official says any ground operation against Hezbollah in Lebanon would be swift as tensions rapidly escalate after nearly a year of cross-border exchanges of fire. These comments come after the top Israeli ministers rejected a truce plan proposed by Israel's key backer, the United States, and its allies, seeking to prevent an all-out war. I'm Emil Pinar, more news at 5.
Well, we start off with some rugby news. Argentina have got a slim chance of rugby championship success when they take on the host South Africa in the final game of this year's competition. It's happening tomorrow. Captain Julian Montoya is not writing off their hopes at the moment. Argentina moved to within 5 points of leader South Africa when they beat them 29-28 in Santiago last Saturday. And this weekend's return clash at the Mbombela Stadium offers the Pumas the first chance to win the annual Southern Hemisphere Championship. And despite having 34 injuries in their largest squad, the Vodacom Bulls have managed to name a relatively strong team to face Edinburgh in round two of the Vodacom United Rugby Championship. That match happening tomorrow at 3 at Loftus. And Saint Dan Dupria will captain the Stormers in their URC opener against the Ospreys in Dunraven Brewery. That is happening tomorrow as well. And the Proteas skipper, Aidan Markram, well, he's given the clearest indication that the test tour of Bangladesh will take place next month, despite the recent uprising that led to the removal of the ruling Awami League. The unrest that led to the T20 Women's World Cup being moved from Bangladesh to the United Arab Emirates while South Africa's tour as well. Next month, of course, is at the hands of the security team that travelled to the country to assess the matters there. In some football news, Nasreddin Nabi is determined to end Kaizer Chiefs' poor streak against Mamelodi Sundowns when the two Titans clash at the FNB Stadium tomorrow. The 5-1 mauling in May that the Chiefs got is still fresh on the minds of the Glamour Boys, who've extended their winless run against Bafana Bastile in the Betway Premiership to 6 matches. And finally, Joe Mann from the Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM has signed his first amateur contract at the tender age of 41, joining Irene Cricket Club from Deal Dunn in Johannesburg. Meezy, as he is affectionately known, met with the director of cricket, Just Doug, at a signing ceremony at the clubhouse earlier today. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was headhunted.
I love it.
Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
Baby, if we only got tonight, then I want to spend it by your side. If you want to give love one last try, just put your hand on your heart and wish. Oh, baby, if we only got tonight, then I want to spend it by your side. If you want to give love one last try, just put your hand on your heart and wish. Oh, and I'll come back to you.